For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Today kicks off a week of special event programming on Talk 92.7 Madison and Talk 101.7 Milwaukee. Each night between 7 and 8 p.m., we will feature a live candidate forum. Tonight's event highlights Chris Taylor's old seat in Madison. The 76th District Candidate Forum is brought to you with limited commercial interruption thanks to Teamsters Local 200. Highs today near 70 degrees with partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tuesday, highs around 70 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Wednesday, high of 75 with mostly sunny skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Over the weekend, the Milwaukee Autonomous Tenants Union held a march to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett's house. Marchers were asking for a rent freeze and a mortgage moratorium, or at minimum, a halt to evictions to help people struggling with bills and rent. Most of the service economy is still hurting. Most of the service economy is shut down or heading back to shutdown, and Congress recently failed to renew the $600 a week unemployment that not everyone qualified for and some did not receive due to system backlog. Governor Evers' ban on evictions expired 2 months ago. Mayor Tom Barrett had announced on Thursday an effort from the city to disperse $15 million of federal funds towards rental assistance. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Many DNC volunteers are being contacted and informed they won't be needed. At one time, 15,000 volunteers were expected in order to help facilitate an anticipated 50,000 tourists, delegates, and members of the press. Now, with a scaled-back virtual DNC, the host committee is opting to limit volunteer opportunities in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Highs today near 70 degrees with partly to mostly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-50s, Tuesday highs around 70 degrees with partly cloudy skies, Wednesday, high of 75 with mostly sunny skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. On Saturday, Justice Jill Karofsky was sworn into the Wisconsin Supreme Court during a 100-mile run the former high school tennis champ and Ironman competitor had signed up for. On Saturday, Justice Jill Karofsky was sworn into the Wisconsin Supreme Court during a 100-mile run the former high school tennis champ and Ironman competitor had signed up for on the same day. The partisan balance of the court now sits at 4-3, still in favor of the conservative agenda. Karofsky won back in April and ran ads on Wisconsin's Political Talk Network for her statewide race. On a county level, new Milwaukee County Exec David Crowley also ran ads on WRRD, as did H. Asawa, who became the City of Milwaukee Comptroller by a narrow margin, overcoming the ALEC-affiliated Jason Fields. Highs today near 70 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Highs on Tuesday around 70 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Wednesday, high of 75 anticipated with mostly sunny skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Today kicks off a week of special event programming on Talk 92.7 Madison and Talk 101.7 Milwaukee. Each night between 7 and 8 p.m., we will feature a live candidate forum. Tonight's event highlights Chris Taylor's old seat in Madison, the 76th Assembly District Candidate Forum, brought to you with limited income. Today kicks off a week of special event programming on Talk 92.7 Madison and Talk 101.7 Milwaukee. Each night between 7 and 8 p.m., we will feature a live candidate forum. Tonight's event highlights Chris Taylor's old seat in Madison. The 76th Assembly District Candidate Forum is brought to you with limited commercial interruption thanks to Teamsters Local 200. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.